Hello world, Joseph Tame in Tokyo here. It is Saturday the 8th of March 2014, 10 to midnight, and just about to hit the sack. So my previous podcasts previous to this were my 100 Days of Procrastination series, which suddenly stopped after however many days it was. The reason for that wasn't that I just suddenly started procrastinating. It was that I just became so busy. The past month, I guess, has just been absolutely insane. And I know I have been busy for several years now, and probably will not get less busy for quite a while. It suddenly become quite insane with, you know, like the Tokyo Marathon, Tokyo Marathon, various video shoots, big project on in my main full-time client job, and dressing up in funny costumes and things like that. Anyway, and TEDx Tokyo. So it all went a bit haywire, and I'm thinking that finally tomorrow I have another big event. I'm doing a big event shoot up in Sendai. So lugging a whole load of gear and hiring a couple of people to help me do that thing. And you know, it's quite nice that I now have the skills and knowledge to do these kind of events. It's not really what I should be doing, because really I should be focusing on developing my own brand and projects and so forth. But you know, reality is the rent still needs to be paid. And this is something that I can do. It's a valuable service. I can provide this kind of event video shooting and stuff like that, and I can do a good professional job. And of course, it pays much better than many other many other types of work. So yes, the marathon was last week. I don't think I've reported back on my podcast since the marathon, but that was quite an experience. 14 kilograms of weight, carried until 30k mark, and then I disposed of that and did the final 12k, feeling kind of naked with just an iPhone and some clothes on, not really naked. And the support of amazing colleagues, Darren and Ian, running along beside me, and of course the online viewers. So feeling more than ever that the value, there is big value in my own brand, and I just need to get on and do it, need to make the time to pursue that, and I feel this is definitely a very good year to do that. So trying really hard to get my schedule sorted. Of course, very tricky with a full-time client and a five-month-old baby, Ricky, who's doing extremely well and is an absolute delight to be around. He's quite, I think he's going to be quite energetic, and he's quite a strong personality, I think, starting to come through. And what else have we got? I'd love to be running, although I didn't run at all for the marathon. I didn't train at all for the marathon, which is why another reason why it was an absolute nightmare. In fact, I nearly timed out at the 30k mark. Just crossed the checkpoint about a minute to spare. That's when I unbolted my helmet and ran the rest, kind of naked. So, as I say, feeling more than ever that the brand needs to be pursued. Over the past 2 weeks, since the marathon, I've just not had a chance to look into that at all, because the house has been a bit of a bombshell with my stuff and LEDs and LED legs and all that equipment's kind of partially broken after the marathon, just lying around the house. And yes, then also this week I had another interesting gig, which was I was asked to give a talk for a big investment bank, a Japanese investment bank, and big 3 or 4 day event with investors coming from all around the world. The person who invited me along has worked with me before when they used to work for JP Morgan. Now they've moved to this other one. They knew kind of what they were getting, Crazy Joseph, but still, it was a bit of a shocker, I think, for people, me going in with all my crazy gear while they're all in their suits and things. And that was quite a challenge, required me to do lots of research into wearable computing. Anyway, I have to stop now. As a time, bye-bye.